In the quiet, love is reaching, it's yours to hold. Be still and know that even when you're lost and lonely and hope is gone, you're not alone. Far beyond our understanding, there's a hand that leads. If you believe that through the darkness, see the light, remember God loves you.
The message you're about to hear is from the Stable of the Capstone, Church Without Walls, 360 Murtala Mohammed Way, Yaba, Lagos. A place where excellent kingdom class leaders are raised. May your life receive divine lifting as your heart receives God's holy word today.
Heroes and conquer the grave. Jesus conquer the grave. Savior, He can move the mountain. My God is mighty to save. He is mighty to save. Forever, author of salvation. Heroes and conquer the grave. Jesus conquer the grave.
Lift your voice and just worship. Just worship the Lord. Just lift your voice and just worship the Lord and just give Him praise. Thank you for salvation. Thank you for grace. Thank you for His mercy. Thank you for the blood. Thank you for the provision He has made for your justification. Thank you for the provision. Thank you for His mercy. Thank you for His faithfulness. Thank you for His goodness. Father, we worship. Father, we exalt you. Come on, let's bless His name. Let's give Him praise. Let's give Him praise for the power of salvation. Let's thank God for the author of our eternal salvation. The one who redeemed us from death, from darkness, from sin, from unrighteousness. The one who justifies us. We bless you, Father. Come on, bless Him tonight. Say, we just bless you, Father. You're mighty to save. Thank you for saving me. 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 The greatest gift that a man can ever have is to know the author of life. Nothing is bigger than that. Nothing is bigger than that. That Jesus is now the Lord of your heart, the Savior of your soul, the Redeemer. We bless you, Father. I exalt you, Lord, tonight. Give you praise. Everyone needs compassion. Somebody say, everyone needs compassion.
Love that never fails.
Let mercy
fall on me.
Everyone
needs forgiveness. Everyone loves the Savior. The hope of nations,
hope of nations.
Savior, He can move the mountains. My God is mighty to save. He is mighty to save. Forever, author of salvation.
Heroes that conquer the grave. Jesus conquer the grave.
Savior, He can move the mountain. My God is mighty to save. He is mighty to save. Forever, author of salvation. Heroes and conquer the grave. Jesus conquer the grave.
Savior,
He can move the mountain. My God
Hallelujah. What a blessing. What a blessing. What a privilege to share in the glorious inheritance with the saints of God in the kingdom of light. What an honor, what a blessing, what a grace, what a blessing, what open heaven has been received, released upon us. And so now, the middle wall of partition between man and God has been broken down. Now we have access because of the blood. What a privilege. Just want you to reflect on the privilege that you have in Christ and just bless the Lord. Just say, thank you, Father. Thank you for what I have in Christ. Thank you for the blessing I have in you. I praise you tonight. I praise you tonight. Thank you for the blood of Jesus. Thank you for the privilege of being called a son of God. Thank you for the privilege of being called a child of the Most High God. Thank you, Father, because I, who was once a stranger, have now become a son, adopted, approved, endorsed by the beloved Jesus the King. I bless you tonight, Father. I give you the praise. Thank you for Calvary. Thank you for the cross. I celebrate your resurrection. I celebrate your death and resurrection. I celebrate the Son of God. I celebrate the Prince of Peace. I celebrate the one who is the mediator of the new covenant. I celebrate Jesus, the Lamb slain for the sins of me and the sins of the world. Behold the Lamb of God that took away the sins of the world. Thank you, Father. Now that the sin issue is dealt with, I can come boldly and receive on purpose. I can come boldly without any hindrance, because the sin issue is done with. Now I am made righteous through the blood, made righteous through the cross. I'm forgiven, I'm redeemed by His blood. Thank you for the sacrifice of Jesus available for me. So Father, tonight I express faith, confidence, boldness. Lord, I give you praise, because I know that all things are mine in Christ. All things are mine in Christ. I've been blessed with every spiritual blessing in Christ. In Christ. Thank God for what you have in Christ. Thank God for the privilege you have in Christ. Thank God for the blessing you have in Christ. Thank God for the opportunity you have in Christ. Thank God for the access that you have in Christ. In Christ. We bless you, Father. So, Father, we declare that now that you are in us, you are the hope of our glory. You are our holy hope. We seek your face. We come before you tonight, Father, in assurance of salvation, with a full assurance of faith, knowing that faithful is He who has said it, who also will do it. So Father, we trust you tonight. We trust you tonight. We trust you tonight. The mother say, Savior, save me,
even though the mountains, my God is mighty to save. He is mighty to save forever. The order of salvation, He rose and conquered and reigned. Jesus conquered and reigned. Savior, He can move the mountains. My God is mighty to save.
Forever,
the author of salvation. He rose and conquered the grave. Jesus conquered the grave.
No place to give your clap to the Lord and just rejoice at what you have. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Praise Jesus. I want to welcome you to the 10th day of this great feast. Hallelujah. I'm so looking forward to the last day of the feast. Praise the Lord. And I guess that speaks for everyone here too. Because like I have some amen all around the house. Amen. Lazy people, come on. Praise God. Alright, let's begin tonight and just dig into the Lord. Exodus. Just let's receive the book of Exodus chapter 3, 16 to 22, Exodus 14 and Exodus 15. Hallelujah. Tonight, clearly the Lord, you know, every night the Lord gives, like, takes us in a direction. Hallelujah. By His Spirit tonight, I believe He's getting us to pray for the release or the manifestation of what we call God's right hand. Hallelujah. Until the fullness of God, until the right hand of God is made manifest, our enemies still think we play games, and they still think they stand a chance against us. Hallelujah. And I just want us to just read an interesting story. Hallelujah. Exodus 3, verse 16 to 22, and this is a very clear and important episode in the life of the journey of people of Israel as the Lord prepared to deliver them from bondage and bring them into freedom. Hallelujah. And I think this will speak tonight. Hallelujah. I think this scripture will speak into our lives and circumstances tonight, that God is set to bring us out of bondage and to bring us into our glorious inheritance in Christ. Amen. Chapter 3 of Exodus, verse 16 to 22, and then we'll read chapter 14, and then we'll read chapter 15, 1 to 21. Hallelujah. Verse 16, Exodus 3. God said to Moses, "Go assemble the elders of Israel and say to them, 'The Lord, the God of your fathers, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, appeared to me and said, I have watched over you and have seen what has been done to you in Egypt. And I have promised to bring you up out of your misery in Egypt into the land of the Canaanites, Hivites, Amorites, Perizzites, Hivites, and Jebusites, a land flowing with milk and honey. The elders of Israel will listen to you. Then you and the elders are to go to the king of Egypt and say to him, "The Lord, the God of the Hebrews." That's our God, people. We are the Hebrews of God. Our God is about to show up. "The Lord, the God of the Hebrews, has met with us. Let us take a 3-day journey into the desert to offer sacrifices to the Lord, our God. But I know that the king of Egypt will not let you go unless a mighty hand compels him." And that's what we believe in God tonight for. That the mighty hand of God will compel the enemy. Will compel those who think they've held us in captivity. They need to see the release of the mighty hand of God. Or what the Bible calls the right hand of God. Hallelujah. And says, he will not let you go unless a mighty hand compels him. "So I will stretch out my hand and strike the Egyptians with all the wonder that I will perform among them. After that, he will let you go." In verse 21 says, "And I will make the Egyptians favorably disposed towards this people, so that when you leave, you will not go empty-handed. Every woman is to ask her neighbor and any woman living in a house for articles of silver and gold and for clothing, which you will put on your sons and daughters, and you will plunder the Egyptians." Only yesterday, God was speaking again about women plundering stuff. I think God has a plan for women this season. I really feel very jealous, you know what I'm saying? And a woman was listening online, and she said, "Pastor, thank you for using the Lord, for allowing the Lord to use to release women." And the person wasn't even here. And this word is the word of God. That's what the word of God does. It goes forth and liberates us. And here God is saying to the women, "Go ask articles of silver and gold and put them on your sons and your daughters, for you will plunder the Egyptians." I think God is not done with the women yet. So I'm declaring tonight, the Lord will cause the women to plunder the Egyptians. In the name of Jesus. Who am I to stop what God is saying? Hallelujah. Amen. The Lord is set to raise in something strong among the women, that they may be able to plunder the Egyptians. Hallelujah. We give him. Lift your hand and let's just receive that one more time. Father, we receive this Lord tonight. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Pray in the Holy Ghost. I think that's a spillover of glory of God for yesterday for women. I just need a spillover. This isn't a spillover. So let's just birth it. Say we are prophetic people. We say only what God has spoken to us. And when we bring it to pass on the earth, then it comes to pass, and then we see its manifestation. There's such a release in this season on women. Such release. And I know what I'm talking about. I don't need to say too much. Such release. In the last 24 hours, the things I've seen, the things I've heard from some women, it clearly shows that this is a season. We have come. We are a season for the deliverance and total freedom of the woman folk is here in our midst. I don't know anywhere else. And God does these things all over the place. I contribute. But right in this house, I can clearly say we have entered into some great release for the women in this house. And every woman who is under the influence of this mighty word of God. And Father, we just receive it for our women. We receive it for our wives, our daughters, our teenagers. We receive it for our children, girls, our girl children. We receive it, Father, for even those girls in the womb. Lord Almighty, we recognize that you're saying something to us, Father God, about the release of our women in this season. And we enter into it. And we thank you for it. And we say, let it be to us, Father, according to your word. Someone say, let it be to me, Father, according to your word. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Pray the Holy Ghost with me. Pray the Holy Ghost with me. God is releasing, God is setting women free from bondages of many years, releasing them, breaking shackles, breaking the hold, breaking the fetter that the enemy has used to hold their bodies or even their minds, breaking the chains, breaking the yokes on our women folk. It's a new day for our women. It's a new day for the girl child. It's a new day for the wives. It's a new day for the teenagers. It's a new day for the spinsters. It's a new day. We bless you, Spirit of God. Oh, Mara Rabasha. There's a sweetness in the spirit. There's a sweetness. And the only word, the closest I can use to describe it, is a sweet feeling that you get when you're just being refreshed. There's a sweetness. Like the freshening of an ice cream. Come like that. I feel that's sweetness, something like that. And I'm not a sweet tooth, but I can feel there's a sweetness in the spirit. There's a sweetness. It has a sweetness. Spirit of God, we receive it, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Give you praise, Lord. In Jesus' name. Amen. All right, Exodus 14, please. Exodus 14. Thank you, Jesus. Exodus 14 from verse 1 to the end says, then the Lord said to Moses, tell the Israelites to turn back and encamp near Pigarot between Migdol and the sea. This is what God spoke. This is what God's about to bring to pass. And I want you to understand what God is speaking to you, or speaking to us corporately, or God is speaking to you individually as you have been honing each scripture or each psalm. God will perform it in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. One thing the Bible says about God is that He speaks it with His mouth and He does it with His hand. That's one thing about God. He speaks it, but He also does it. Hallelujah. So what is spoken over us, He will do in the name of Jesus. Exodus 14, then it says, so the Lord said to them, verse 2, tell the Israelites to go to turn back and encamp near Pearoth, between Migdol and the sea. They are to encamp by the sea directly opposite Baal Zephon. Pharaoh will think, just like your enemies are thinking right now. Pharaoh will think the Israelites are wandering around the land in confusion, hemmed in by the desert. And I will harden Pharaoh's heart, and he will pursue them. But I will gain glory for myself through Pharaoh and all his army, and the Egyptians will know that I am the Lord. So the Israelites did this. When the king of Egypt was told that the people had fled, Pharaoh and his officials changed their minds about them and said, what have we done? We have let the Israelites go and have lost their services. Amunileru, they will have to leave you. They will have to be dispossessed of your service, that you might go into your freedom. The Lord will make your service distasteful to them, that you might go into your liberty. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In verse 6 says, So he had his chariot made ready and took his army with him. He took 600 of the best chariots along with all the other chariots of Egypt, with the officers over all of them. The Lord hardened the heart of Pharaoh, king of Egypt, so that he pursued the Israelites, who were marching out boldly. The Egyptians, all Pharaoh's horses and chariots, horsemen and troops, pursued the Israelites and overtook them as they came by the sea near Pirot, opposite Baal Zephon. The enemy thought they had you covered and they had you circumvented. They lie. I say they lie. I say they lie. They are in for a rude shock from the right hand of the mighty God of heaven and the earth. So verse 10 says, as Pharaoh approached, the Israelites looked up, and there were the Egyptians marching after them. They were terrified and cried out to the Lord. They said to Moses, was it because there were no graves in Egypt that you brought us to the desert to die? What have you done to us by bringing us out of Egypt? Didn't we say to you in Egypt, leave us alone, let us serve the Egyptians? It would have been better for us to serve the Egyptians than to die in the desert. Foolish talk. Moses answered the people, do not be afraid. Stand firm and you will see the deliverance the Lord will bring to you today. The Egyptians you see today, you will never see again. Amen. For the Lord will fight for you. You need only to be still. Verse 13 says, then the Lord said to Moses, why are you crying out to me? Tell the Israelites to move on. Raise your staff, stretch out your hand over the sea to divide the water so that the Israelites can go through the sea on dry ground. I will harden the hearts of the Egyptians so that they will go in after them. And I will gain glory through Pharaoh and all his army, through his chariots and his horsemen. The Egyptians will know that I am the Lord when I gain glory through Pharaoh. The Lord will gain glory for himself through your enemies. Amen. He is deliberately hardening their hearts, setting them up, giving them a false feeling of victory. They will die at last. They are set up for certain destruction. And they will not stop pursuing you until they enter into the destruction. Because it's a divine setup. God has set it up. God has designed it like that. So don't be afraid that they are pursuing. It's for a good cause. Hallelujah. It's for your testimony. Thank you, Holy Spirit. So God said the Egyptians will know, verse 18, the Egyptians will know that I am the Lord when I gain glory to Pharaoh. When I gain glory to Pharaoh, his chariots and his horsemen. Then the angel of God who has been traveling in front of Israel's army withdrew and went behind them. Angels on assignment over you. Change of strategy. Change of God. Then the angel of God, who had been traveling in front of Israel's army, withdrew. And he went behind them. The pillar of cloud also moved from in front and stood behind them, coming between the armies of Egypt and Israel. Throughout the night, the cloud brought darkness to the one side and light to the other side. So neither went near the other all night long. Then Moses spread out his hand over the sea, and all that night the Lord drove the sea back with a strong east wind and turned it into dry land. The waters were divided, and the Israelites went through the sea on dry ground with a wall of water on their right and a wall of water on their left. The Egyptians pursued them, and all Pharaoh's horses and chariots and horsemen followed them into the sea. Foolish people. During the last watch of the night, the Lord looked down from the pillar of fire and cloud at the Egyptian army and threw them into confusion, just like he would do for your adversaries. Amen. He made the wheels of their chariots come off so that they had difficulty driving. And the Egyptians said, let's get away from the Israelites. The Lord is fighting for them against us. 26. Then the Lord said to Moses, stretch out your hand over the sea, so that the waters may flow back over the Egyptians and their chariots and their horsemen. Moses, in obedience, stretched out his hand over the sea, and at daybreak the sea went back to its place. The Egyptians were fleeing towards it, and the Lord swept them into the sea. The water flowed back and covered the chariots and covered the horsemen. The entire army of Pharaoh that had followed Israelites into the sea foolishly, not one of them survived. The Bible didn't say foolishly, I'm just adding my own. Hallelujah. Because I am honing this scripture. This is what God will do to my adversaries. Hallelujah. So I'm giving Beulah translation. Praise Him. Amen. Alright, so the Bible says in verse 29, but the Israelites went through the sea on dry ground, on a wall of water on their right hand and on their left. That day the Lord saved Israel. The Lord will save you today.
Amen.
That day the Lord saved Israel from the hands of the Egyptians, and Israel saw the Egyptians lying dead on the shore. And when the Israelites saw the great power, somebody say great power. Somebody say, shout great power. Somebody shout great power. The Bible says, and when the Israelites saw the great power the Lord displayed. Make that a prayer. Lord, Lord, show forth your power. There has to be a display. There must be a display. God, do no longer be silent. Let there be a display. Lord, don't be modest about it. Make it clear, make it plain. Let all nations hear it. Let all nations see it. Lord, display this, Lord. Display your strength in this hour. Lift your voice in prayer and say, Father, display your power, your mighty power on my behalf. That's what it did. When God is still negotiating with people and still giving them mercy, maybe when you say, well, maybe God is not so strong, maybe he's going to sleep. But when he displays his power, his mighty power, then no one will be in doubt as to our God that is able to save those who put their faith in him. So, Father, I ask tonight, display your mighty power. Like they will say in my language, Oluwa fi owo agbara re han. Oluwa na owo agbara re. 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 Lord, stretch forth your mighty power. Lord, release your hand. Let your hand be outstretched. Karosha. Verse 31 says, and when the Israelites saw the great power the Lord displayed against the Egyptians, the people feared the Lord and put their trust in him and in Moses his servant. Lord, let me see your mighty power in my life. Raise my faith one more time. Let me see your mighty power in my life. Many of us have not seen testimonies in a while. And so we are losing faith. We are losing hope. Not only must you reveal it, Lord, let me also understand that it is your hand that is at work. That my faith may be rekindled in you. That I serve the living God. Stretch forth your mighty power. Lift your voice tonight. Say, Father, renew your power in my life again. Lord, let my enemies see. Let me also see. The Bible says the Egyptians saw the Israelites saw the Egyptians' dead body on the shores. You will never doubt when you see something like that. In one night, the enemies were pressing against you. By the morning, they were toast. You will never controvert the power of God when you see that. So we need to see what God is doing. Lord, don't hide what you are doing against our enemies. Let us see it. So that we can know that it is you fighting on our behalf. Lord, make it plain. Don't hide it, Lord. Make it evident. Let it be a display. Let CNN carry it. Let Al Jazeera announce it. Lord, let the global networks, Lord Almighty, know that this is the finger of God at work. Barukata bayarabo sarara bayarabo sandu. Nenebo sarara bayarabo sandu. Okolokpo yon ragbaro lan ori. Eka on kanu Bible ni. And there's a difference between what you read as a storybook and what you experience in your life. It is the same God who parted the Red Sea that give people new wombs. People, they said their wombs are... There are some women, they have aborted and their wombs have been damaged. They never told their spouse, but in repentance, they repent, and then God will change the whole thing, give them brand new womb. When God does that, every man will know that there is a God who lives. Lord, reveal your mighty power. Reveal your mighty power. Reveal your mighty power. Reveal your mighty power. There are men whose prophecies are dead, like Abraham. But when God turns on the light, every dead organ, every dead semen will come back to life. It's called the finger of God. When the finger of God manifests, 400 years of slavery and servitude with no clue of deliverance will be turned around in one night. There are battles you are fighting, demons you are battling, curses you are trying to revoke that have been there for 4 generations. You can't change them and you feel hopeless. When God steps in, He changes in one night of covenant. Lord, let your right hand be outstretched on my behalf. Lord, I have read it before. I've read it. I've had people say that God is mighty. I want to see it in my life. I want to be the first person in the testimony. I don't want to hear some third person testimony. I want to be the first. I want it to be a first person narration. I want it to be a first person. I want it to be a book that I will write. That I want it to be a biography documenting the mighty hand of God upon my life. Step out your power, Lord. Make it evident. Don't let it be concealed. So that human beings don't give the glory to medical science. So I don't give the glory to governments of the world. Lord, don't let it be hidden. Don't be modest about the miracles. Lord, go out raw and reveal your mighty power in its rawest form. And let it happen in my life. That I will be the first person, give the first person narrative. That this happened in my life. Oluwa, nowo agbara re. Oluwa, nowo agbara re. Spirit of God. In the name of Jesus. That we may put our trust back in you, Lord. And that we may know one more time that church is for real. In the name of Jesus. Right, let's share one more time Psalm 15. Sorry, no, not Psalm 15. Exodus 15, verse 1 to 21. We're just tags in. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We're just recounting the good things that the Lord did and how we will do the same thing in our lives. In the name of Jesus. How many people know that what you hear and what you see, you become? Well, yeah, that's basically what, that's the way it works. Faith comes by hearing and hearing and hearing and hearing by the word of God. If you hear it long enough, you will begin to believe it. I come to think of it, maybe it is true. Maybe God can change my level. Hey, maybe it is true. When you hear it long enough, you will believe it. Hallelujah. And that's why we continue to receive the word of the Lord. And how many people know that this will form our mindset, it will form our faith level, it will give us a boost in our faith, and it will be our reality. In the name of Jesus. Because God doesn't respect our persons. What He did for the Jews of old, He will do for the Jews of today. And we are the Jews of God. I say we are the Jews of God. I say we are the Hebrews of God. Hallelujah. Exodus 15. From verse 1 to 21. I read. Then Moses said, But then Moses and the Israelites sang this song to the Lord. This will be your song in Jesus' name. God will give you a song in this season. A testimony song. A redemption song. A song of deliverance. A song of joy. A song filled with testimony. Your own testimony. Hallelujah. Filled with your own testimony. You will write this. Your lyrics. It will be your lyrics. Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. We will submit our lyrics to Henry Soul and say, give us music around it. But it will be our lyrics, not his own. Hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus. Hey, people. Amen. I can't hear an amen in the house. Amen. The Bible says, then Moses and the Israelites sang this song to the Lord. I will sing to the Lord, for he is highly exalted. The horse and his rider he has hauled into the sea. The Lord is my strength and my song. He has become my salvation. He is my God and I will praise him. My father's God and I will exalt him. The Lord is a warrior. The Lord is his name. Pharaoh's chariots and his army has he hauled into the sea. The best of Pharaoh's officers are drowned in the Red Sea. The deep waters have covered them. They sank to the depths like a stone. Your right hand. Somebody say your right hand. Somebody shout and say your right hand. Somebody shout and say your right hand. Whenever the Bible talks about the right hand of God, I'm sure you've heard it before. The Bible talks about Jesus now glorified in heaven and sitting at the right hand of God. Many people think God has a right hand, God is left-handed. No, that's not what it means. When the Bible describes God by his right hand, it talks about the maximum manifestation of his authority. Yes. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And that's basically what it is. So we want a stamp of God's authority in our encounters and issues. That's basically what we're talking about tonight. And the Bible says in verse 6, your right hand, O Lord, was majestic in power. Your right hand, O Lord, shattered the enemy. In the greatness of your majesty, you drew down those who opposed you. You unleashed your burning anger. It consumed it like stubble. By the blast of your nostrils, the waters piled up. How many people understand this analogy? That God blew his nose and the rest became two wolves. Don't you understand? Hallelujah. By the blast of the nostril, the waters piled up. The surging waters stood firm like a wall. The deep waters congealed in the heart of the sea. The enemy boasted, I will pursue. I will overtake them. I will divide his spoils. I will gird myself on them. I will draw my sword. My hand will destroy them. But you blew with your breath, and the sea covered them. They sank like lead in the mighty waters. Who among the gods is like you, O God? Who is like you, majestic in holiness, awesome in glory, working wonders? May the Lord manifest himself like this in your life. Amen. Majestic in holiness, awesome in glory, working wonders. Majestic in holiness, awesome in glory, working wonders. May he manifest himself in our lives as majestic in holiness, awesome in glory, wonder working. You stretch out your right hand. Did you see it again? You stretch out your right hand and the heart swallowed them. Somebody say, O earth, hear the word of the Lord. Come on, one more time. Say, O earth, hear the word of the Lord. Come on, one more time. Say me, O earth. Earth, hear the word of the Lord. In the name of Jesus. You stretch out your right hand and the earth swallow them. In your unfailing love, you will lead the people you have redeemed. In your strength, you will guide them to your holy dwelling. The nations will hear and tremble. Bello Mari. Anguish will grieve the people of Philistia. The ships of Edom will be terrified. The leaders of Moab will be seized with trembling. The people of Canaan will melt away. Terror and dread will fall upon them. By the power of your hand, they will be as still as a stone. Until your people pass by, O Lord. Until the people you bought, Awaniel, bought with a price, bought with the precious blood. Until we, the people you bought, we pass by, O Lord. Until the people you bought pass by, you will bring them in and plant them on the mountain of your inheritance. The place, O Lord, you made for your dwelling. The sanctuary, O Lord, your hand established. The Lord will reign forever and ever.
When Pharaoh's horses, chariots, and horsemen went into the sea, the Lord brought the waters of the sea back over them. But the Israelites, Awaniel, walked through the sea on dry ground. Then Miriam the prophetess, Aaron's sister, took a tambourine in her hand. And all the women, again, these women again. There's something about women in this meeting tonight. Hallelujah. Can you pray in the Holy Ghost with me? All the women. With Miriam leading the throng. A woman herself. A prophetic woman. I say that's a prophetic thing. It's a prophetic thing. That's a prophetic thing coming on women in these 2 days. The Bible says Miriam the prophetess, Aaron's sister. So that you do not mistake him for a man. Aaron's sister, Miriam the prophetess, a functioning grace upon her life. And we speak a functioning prophetic grace upon our women tonight. A fully functioning prophetic grace on our women. There shall no woman be clueless anymore. There shall no lady be clueless about who to marry, what to do, where to go. There shall no woman in this place be clueless anymore. For this day we announce that God is releasing a prophetic grace, a prophetic anointing upon them. That our women will be fully functional in the prophetic. Just like Miriam. And they will release a song that the Lord will give them in the night hour. And they will sing their own song and compose their own song of deliverance and compose their own song of victory as they lead the throng of their families. And many other women, just like Miriam, led many other women into the next phase of liberty and freedom. We announce it over our women. We announce it over the women folk. We decree it over the wives. And over the women, and over the spinsters, and over the teenagers, and over the girl child. God will give them a song. God will give them a voice. God will give them a prophetic singing, a prophetic word. And they will go forth with deliverance. Not only themselves, but leading other women too. There's deliverance in this meeting for the women, people. Reach the deliverance. And I can tell you clearly, it's happening. I'm hearing things. I'm seeing things in the last 24 hours. I'm hearing things about women folk. Deliverance. Mighty deliverance. Mighty deliverance. Oh, thank you, Father. Come on, let's birth this, people. Let's birth this. 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 Let's build this. Kararosha. A new fully functional woman. You. A new fully functional woman. Bararosha. Hallelujah. Alright, so Bible verse 20 says, Exodus 15 verse 20, and it says, then Miriam the prophetess. Somebody shout prophetess. Somebody shout prophetic. Come on, somebody shout prophetic. I want every woman to shout prophetic. Hallelujah. I don't like the way I'm hearing the women sound. Sound like you're fighting like you normally would shout on your house self. I want to hear it. Prophetic! Exactly. That's the best way I can describe it. And I'm sure the women understand it. They do not? No, I think they do. Praise the Lord. Alright, then Miriam the prophetess, Aaron's sister, took a tambourine in her hand. And with tambourines, and God will give you a new dance. I announce tonight, whatever has made you sorrowful, the Lord will turn it around, it will be a dancing. Whatever has been a sad thing to be a gladness. Whatever has been a dirge will be a song in the morning. God will give you a dance. You will dance. I said you will dance. You will dance on the tomb of your adversaries. You will dance on the tomb of your captors. God will give you a song and a dance. I speak over you in the name of the Lord, women. You will dance. You will dance. You will roll on the floor and jump up. You will buy a new abada and run and say, come rejoice with me. For the Lord has done great things for me. God has done great things for me. We are glad. Release waters on the desert of Kadesh for us, O God. I know who I'm speaking with tonight. I speak by the Spirit of grace. And I announce every woman under the influence of this meeting tonight, you will dance. Barosha. Come on, pray. Release that. Release the spirit of mirth, the spirit of dancing, the spirit of joy. You will dance. 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 Now I begin to understand why the Lord moved me into this. It wasn't done with us here last night. I thought it was. I thought it was. Now I understand that God doesn't stop until he's ready to stop. And you cannot stop him. He is the CNC. He is the commander in chief. He does what he likes for as long as he wants. You will dance, woman. You will sing. You will dance for joy. You will lead your family. You will lead your siblings. You will lead your mates. You will lead with tambourine and with songs of joy and with your new dance steps. You will dance. I say you will dance. You will dance. You will dance. You will dance. Lift your voice, pray in the name of Jesus. Come on, enter into it, and if you're a man, receive it for your wife, receive it for your daughter, receive it for your kids, receive it for that girl child over whom you have oversight. When they dance, your life is long. When they dance, your home is good. When they are sad, you are going nowhere. When they are loose and they are freed, your testimony begins. So they have to dance. Every girl, child under your care, every woman under your care, every teenager under your care, every spinster under my care, I decree you will dance. You will dance. Spinsters getting married, women starting their own thing and enterprises, women rejoicing over their husbands as deliverances take place over their husbands. As deliverances take place over their male children and their girl children. As deliverances take place over their ministries and over their businesses and over their jobs. You will dance. Weeping may tarry for the night. I announce every weeping is aborted from now onward. Your joy comes from this instant. Your joy comes from this instant. I command sorrow, sadness, sighing to stop and over your life. I announce the day by the Spirit of God that you start to sing today, you start to dance today, and you start to lead the pack to sing and to dance with sounds of joy tonight. I declare it. For every woman under the influence of this meeting, whether you are listening to us electronically via the internet or you're here in person, I declare, whether the devil likes it or not, we abort sadness. We extinguish gloom and depression and despondency. We shatter every hold of darkness and every scheme of the evil one. And we, with one voice, prophesy, singing, dancing, jumping, rejoicing in the camp of the righteous. So shall it be by the Spirit of God. So shall it be by the Spirit of God. The zeal of the Lord will bring this to pass. Verse 21, Bible says, and Miriam sang to them. You will sing to us. Yes. You will stand everywhere you go and you will sing to us. Your mouth shall be filled with laughter. Yes. Your heart with joy. Yes. Your feet will move with dancing. Yes. It's a very strong presence of the Lord in this meeting. The last 24 hours. I don't know whether you understand it, people. God means very serious business. His mighty hand is released. And the enemy has to stop. Hallelujah. Psalm 73. Are you there? Three, go. Surely God is good to Israel, to those who are pure in heart. Read together with me. We're speaking this together. I've finished exhorting. We are releasing the life and the power of God. Are they on the screen? Their screen still not working? Is he on the screen now? Because if it hadn't been on the screen, someone would have gotten fired right now. Hallelujah. All right, Psalm 73, from verse 1. Surely, God is good to Israel, to those who are pure in heart. But as for me, my feet had almost slipped. I had nearly lost my foothold, for I envied the arrogant. When I saw the prosperity of the wicked, they have no struggles. Their bodies are healthy and strong. They are free from the burdens common to man. They are not plagued by human ills. Therefore, pride is in their necklace. They clothe themselves with violence. From their callous hearts comes iniquity. The evil consists of their minds, know no limits. They scoff and speak with malice. In their arrogance, they threaten oppression. Their mouths lay claim to heaven, and their tongues take possession of the earth. Therefore, their people turn to them and drink up waters in abundance. They say, how can God know? Does the Most High have knowledge? This is what the wicked are like. Always carefree, they increase in wealth. Surely in vain have I kept my heart pure. In vain have I washed my hands in innocence. All day long I have been plagued. I have been punished every morning. If I had said, I will speak thus, I will have betrayed your children. When I tried to understand all this, it was oppressive for me. Till I entered the sanctuary of God. Then I understood their final destiny. Surely you placed them on slippery ground. You cast them down to ruin. How suddenly are they destroyed? Completely swept away by terrors. As a dream when one awakes. So when you arise, O Lord, you will despise them as fantasies. When my heart was grieved and my spirit unbeaten, I was senseless and ignorant. I was a brute beast before you. Yet I am always with you. You hold me by my right hand. You guide me with your counsel. And afterward you will take me into glory. Whom have I in heaven but you? And the earth has nothing I desire besides you. My flesh and my heart may fail, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. Those who are far from you will perish. You destroy all who are unfaithful to you. But as for me, it is good to be near God. I have made the sovereign Lord my refuge. I will tell of all your deeds. Amen. Psalm 74. Psalm 74. Three goals. Why have you rejected us forever, O God? Why does your anger smolder against the sheep of your pasture? Remember the people you purchased of old, the tribe of your inheritance, whom you redeemed, Mount Zion, where you dwelt. Turn your steps toward this everlasting realms. All this destruction the enemy has brought on this sanctuary. Your foes roared in the place where you met with us. They set up their standards as signs. They behave like men wielding axes to cut through a thicket of trees. They smash all the calf paneling with all their axes and hatchets. They burn your sanctuary to the ground. They defile the dwelling place of your name. They said in their hearts, "We will crush them completely." They burn every place where God was worshipped in the land. We are given no miraculous signs. No prophets are left. And none of us knows how long this will be. How long will the enemy mock you, O God? Will the foe revile your name forever? Why do you hold back your hand, your right hand? Take it from the folds of your garment and destroy them. But you, O God, are my king from of old. You bring salvation upon the earth. It was you who split open the sea by your power. You broke the heads of the monster in the waters. It was you who crushed the heads of Leviathan and gave him as food to the creatures of the desert. It was you who opened up springs and streams. You dried up the ever-flowing rivers. The day is yours, and yours also the night. You established the sun and moon. It was you who set all the boundaries of the earth. You made both summer and winter. Remember how the enemy has mocked you, O Lord. How foolish people have reviled your name. Do not hand over the life of your dog to wild beasts. Do not forget the lives of your afflicted people forever. Have regard for your covenant, because hounds of violence fill the dark places of the land. Do not let the oppressed retreat in disgrace. May the poor and needy praise your name. Rise up, O God, and defend your cause. Remember how fools mock you all day long. Do not ignore the clamor of your adversaries, the uproar of your enemies, which rises continually. In the name of Jesus. Psalm 75. Psalm 75. Free go. We give thanks to you, O God. We give thanks. For your name is near. Men tell of your wonderful deeds. You say, "I choose the appointed time. It is I who judge uprightly. When the earth and all its people quake, it is I who hold the scales firm. To the arrogant I say, boast no more. And to the wicked, do not lift up your hands. Do not lift up your hands against heaven. Do not speak with outstretched neck. No one from the east or the west or from the desert can exalt a man. But it is God who judges. He brings one down, he exalts another. In the hand of the Lord is a cup full of foaming wine mixed with spices. He pours it out, and all the wicked of the earth drink it down to its very dregs. As for me, I will declare this forever. I will sing praise to the God of Jacob. I will cut off the horns of all the wicked, but the horns of the righteous will be lifted up." Hallelujah. Psalm 76. Want to pray in the Holy Ghost with me? Kararosha. The horns of the righteous, you will lift up. Our horns, O God, you will lift up. You raise us up to walk upon the stormy sea, to stand upon the mountains. For we are the righteous. Our horns are lifted. In Jesus' name. Psalm 76. Psalm 76. 3. Go. In Judah, God is known. His name is great in Israel. His tent is in Salem. His dwelling place in Zion. There he broke the flashing arrows, the shields and the swords, the weapons of war. You are resplendent with light, more majestic than mountains rich with game. Valiant men lie plundered. They sleep their last sleep. Not one of the warriors can lift his hands. At your rebuke, O God of Jacob, both horse and chariot lie still. You alone are to be feared. who can stand before you when you are angry. From heaven, you pronounce judgment, and the land feared and was quiet. When you, O God, rose up to judge, to save all the afflicted of the land, surely your wrath against men brings you praise, and the survivors of your wrath are restrained. Make vows to the Lord your God and fulfill them. Let all the neighboring lands bring gifts to the one to be fair. He breaks the spirit of rulers. He is feared by the kings of the earth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Psalm 77. Karadabusha. And that's the last we're going to receive tonight. Pray in the Holy Ghost for me. God's word works for my people. He sent forth his word. And he healed them. He sent forth his word. And he's healed us. He sent forth his word to you tonight. And he's healed. Deye bararabosa. Manda yare goro baragarabarabosa. Ye barabarabalabash. Yanwa shele. Owa akbaroluwa farahon. Nanda yeye bababaru madika dagaramuzada. Riketa baruma de gababa shigarabara. Brene kandalumre de garababozana ma shigere baba. Mandoro ma de geremos kandaya. Nendreheda gandolo baya. Rikata murege de gere gremoronde de andabuyandara. Nemos garaba. Nendumbre hendolo gara. Yendaraba. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Psalm 77. Psalm 77. 3. Go. I cried out to God for help. I cried out to God to hear me. When I was in distress, I sought the Lord. At night, I stretched out untiring hands, and my soul refused to be comforted. I remembered you, O God, and I groaned. I mused, and my spirit grew faint. You kept my eyes from closing. I was too troubled to speak. I thought about the former days, the years of long ago. I remembered my songs in the night. My heart mused and my spirit inquired. Will the Lord reject forever? Will he never show his favor again? Has his unfailing love vanished forever? Has his promise failed for all time? Has God forgotten to be merciful? Has he in anger withheld his compassion? Then I thought, to these I will appeal. The years of the right hand of the Most High God. I will remember the deeds of the Lord. Yes, I remember your miracles of long ago. I will meditate on all your works and consider all your mighty deeds. Your ways, O God, are holy. What God is so great as our God? You are the God who performs miracles. You display your power among the peoples. With your mighty hand, you redeemed your people, descendants of Jacob and Joseph. The waters saw you, O God. The waters saw you and reached. The very depths were convulsed. The clouds poured down water, and the skies resounded with thunder. Your arrows flashed back and forth. Your thunder was heard in the whirlwind. Your lightning lit up the world. The earth trembled and quaked. Your path led through the sea. Your way through the mighty waters. Though your footprints were not seen, you led your people like a flock by the hand of Moses and Aaron. Hallelujah. You are going to declare to him and say, Father, remember the days of the right hand of God. So maybe, Father, I plead tonight that one more time you will remember to display, just like in the days of the right hand of God. Lift your voice tonight. Lift your voice tonight. Lift your voice tonight. For mountains will melt like wax when his right hand is stretched. Lord, I plead and I remind you one more time of what our forefathers called the days of the right hand of God. Nanda ya 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 ba ba ba. Didi ba ba ba. The days of the miraculous. The days of wonders. The days of signs. The days when you make the impossible possible. The days when centuries of brokenness are healed. The days when you mend destinies. The days when you humiliate the Canaanites. The days when you subdue the Amorites. The days when you make Pharaoh a laughing stock. The days when the bodies of the Egyptians are littering the Red Sea. The days when our forefathers stood by the seashores and they saw the chariots and the bodies and the horses and the dead people called the Egyptians. The days when you humiliated the world power called Egypt. The days when you subdued the Obama of that century. The days when you stretched forth your mighty power and all other nations heard that there is a God that fights for the Jews. Father, today we put you in remembrance one more time of that day. We put you in remembrance of the days of the right hand of God. Wrought it in our day again, Father. Let the day of your right hand one more time in my manifest. That our enemies may know that you are the God who fights on the mountains and you are the God who fights in the valleys. That our adversaries may know that when you speak release and deliverance, they cannot controvert it. That our foes may understand that there is a God who doesn't play and joke and fight on the tops of men. That they may know that you are the God and the King of the armies of heaven. So Father, we appeal tonight. We bring back to memory and to remembrance one more time and to manifestation in this 21st century. Lord Almighty, the things that you did in the days of old, O God Almighty, and made all the nations know that there is a God, mighty God. That which technology cannot do. Miraculous healings, O God. Lord, eternal healings, O God. Solid healings, God. Inner healings, Father. Lord, medical science has no answer to. Deliverance is for 400 years of bondage. Mighty God. Dispossess our enemies of our services. Lord Almighty, dispossess, Lord, our captors of our services. Even when our forefathers have served them, and our great forefathers, and their forefathers before them, Father God, in our day, put a stop to this, Lord. Let our enemies no longer benefit from our services. Release us into our rich inheritance. Free us into our promised land. The land that flows with milk and honey. The land that you provided and you prepared for us before the foundation of the earth. Lord, I receive for myself, Father, as an individual. I receive it for my brothers here with me. I receive for all my sisters here, Father, standing with me. I receive it, Father, for the whole body of Christ. I receive it for this corporate called the Capstone Church Without Walls. Lord Almighty, in this day may our boundaries be expanded and extended. Lord Almighty, may our boundaries be lifted and extended, Father. May expansion come. Lord, may we move into new territories, oh God. Lord, may we cross the borders into the spaces of others. May we possess the camp of our adversaries. May our tent be enlarged beyond that we humans can understand. Lord, in this day, oh God, we announce and declare, by your mighty right hand, spread out the curtains of our tents. Enlarge the boundaries of our territory. We bring back to your remembrance one more time, Father, what our forefathers called the days of the right hand of God. Lord, we believe. Lord, we believe. Lord, we believe that in this day you are raising us up. Lord, we believe that in this day you are fighting our battles. Lord, we believe that in this day is our exodus, is our release, is our deliverance. Every single one of us, as one man, no oof shall be left in Egypt. As one man, we will enter the inheritance that you have for us in this year of great inheritance. We bless you, Father.
We hope you heard the voice of the Lord through the message that you just heard. For further inquiries about other helpful resources and counseling, please visit us at the Capstone Church Without Walls, 360 Murtala Mohammed Way, Yaba, located beside Skybank Yaba Bus Stop, Lagos, Nigeria. Or call 080-77-248-222 or 080-2318-2030. You can email helpdesk@thecapstoneonline.com or simply visit us online at www.thecapstoneonline.com. Thank you so much for listening. May God bless you indeed.
The road ahead is long and winding. With eyes of faith, you'll find the way. And when the journey leaves you weary, you can rest in the comfort of heaven's arms. Sweet loving arms, peace be with you. Peace will follow always as you go. But now you know that through the darkness there's a light. Remember, God loves you. When you open up your heart, His love will meet you where you are. He will always be a part of everything you do. He is there to set you free and give you all the strength you need to care. God loves you.